Now, at 5:19, some news about Radio 4. The editor of The Archers, Vanessa Whitburn, is stepping down after 22 years. Vanessa, why?
My goodness, because it's been 22 years and it's the most lovely job, but I think I'd like a little rest, and I've got one or two other little things I'd like to do, but I have really enjoyed myself. I'm not going till the end of May, I hasten to add.
What qualities will your successor need? You're the longest serving Archers editor, you know more about it than just about anybody, so what advice would you give?
Gosh, part of me thinks she shouldn't really, but you've got to love the show. You've got to know the show. The programme's got a huge history. I'm not saying you have to know all of it, because we have an excellent archivist, Camilla, who helps us out, and a sense of, I think, balance and mix with the storylines. I mean, we do need exciting storylines, but you also need humorous storylines. You need to know a little bit about farming. I always call myself a paper farmer. My grandparents were real farmers, my great-grandparents rather, but I'm a paper farmer. You need to know a bit about that. Although, again, we've got some excellent help with Steve, our agricultural advisor, on that. A sense, I think, of we run 8-9 stories a week. You know, although one or two of them are very big, you've got to have a feel for a mix, I think.
What's the biggest pain in the neck about being editor of The Archers?
The weather, without a doubt. I mean, we've been doing some judicious cuts this last few days because of all this snow and horror. I've cut out the odd line where wonderful characters have said, you know, it's so lovely to see the spring bulbs out and the glorious. It's definitely the weather. When it snows, you just want to run off to Barbados.
Are Alice and Christopher going to split up?
I can't believe you're asking.
I thought you might be loose-lipped. Now you're going, but you're going to be professional to the end, aren't you?
I'm afraid so.
As you look back on all of this, what are the highlights and lowlights?
I think the highlights are the really big stories we've run, and being able to mirror stories through a long period of time. So, for example, you know, Who's the Daddy? The Grundys losing their farm after so many years. Brian and Siobhan, very, very popular story. And being able to carry that right through to the present day when, you know, Siobhan is dead and Jennifer is coping with bringing up Rory, whom now she's grown to love, you know, and things like that. Lowlights, obviously, if you do a story that you think is, you know, really exciting and loads of people don't like it, yes, you know. But on the other hand, some people think I would quote Nigel falling from the roof as a low light, but it isn't really, because the fact is we got 5 million listeners. We went across over the scale of listeners. So, you know, lots of excitement, you know, lots of interest in the programme. So I think low lights are really because every day the show is on, you know, things happen, you know, actors get ill, studios break down, and it's the fact that often there are little niggling problems, but really there aren't any huge lowlights. I've had a great time.
What have you learned about the Radio 4 audience in this time?
That they are eloquent, that they are that they have strong opinions, that they are very committed to the programme, that a lot of them are extremely nice. I mean, the ones that don't, you know, I mean, I've met a lot of listeners who wouldn't dream of, you know, phoning PM or talking to the website or anything, and they're very diverse and very interesting, but always exercised by the issues in the programme and the characters. Very intelligent lot, demanding.
Are you going to be able finally am I calling it retirement, or is that the
well I am I am I mean I am going to do a few other things, hopefully, but I'm certainly going to have a rest as well, and I'm certainly not going to work 52 weeks a year if I can help it.
Well, I'm just curious then as to whether, having been involved deeply making the programme, whether in future you're going to be able to listen to it purely for entertainment, or having helped make it for so long, is it always going to be like looking back on work?
Do you know, I think and I hope that I am going to be able to listen. And the reason I say that with some confidence, because when I took my long service leave last year and a bit of annual leave as well, and I was away for 4 months and John York was running the programme, I loved listening to bits of it as I came in and out of the country. So some editors, previous editors, have told me that they can't listen to the programme. I was quite sad about that because I would have liked their opinion. But I am not in that category. I think I'm thoroughly going to enjoy it just as a listener.
Well, happy retirement when it comes. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
The editor of The Archers, Vanessa Whitburn.